Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. As we continue this series, we're getting towards the end of it. Today's title is Get Metaphysical. Powerful, powerful lesson we need to learn about the power of the mind and about the worry and fear that we deal with every single day and how to deal with it according to our Creator's plan. So powerful. We're going to start reading it now and then we're going to discuss it. This is from the Suffer Well devotional series at sufferwell.org. My son, my kingdom is not of this world, and I am not from here. John 18:36. And you are not from here neither. I am from above. You are of this world. Well, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. John 8:23. Surely then, my supernatural patterns are not far this world from this world either. But my kingdom, I say, sends. My kingdom have souls, and it's always to the soul I speak. Yet I speak of the spiritual things used and using physical props. Yes, everything in the physical world is a manifestation of the spiritual life, loved one. If your mind is wicked, your physical world is wicked. If your mind is pure, your world is pure, and so on. Let us use the city of Jerusalem as our prop. Jerusalem, as defined in Hebrew, means foundation of peace, wholeness. It is meant to describe wholeness and peace of the soul, the mind, depending on which kingdom you align with. If you are from beneath, I am from above. If you are of this world, I am not of this world. That alliance will dictate what you perceive as truth. When I tell you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it is likely you think about a physical piece of land. Your thoughts default to this world, the beneath, and not the above. My kingdom is not of this world, loved one. It's not of land. I do not command that you pray for dirt, but then again, what do you think will happen with that dirt when the minds of Yahweh children are whole and at peace? I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalms 122, verse 6. Pray for a foundation of peace and wholeness in your mind, a mind created for redemption. Father, give me the wholeness and the peace that comes from obeying you. This is what praying for peace of Jerusalem means. And when I answer the prayer, it is the supernatural consequence that the land, too, will be blessed. Spiritual thoughts manifest in physical world, loved one. Now read Psalms 122 with the mind of Messiah. I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of Yahweh. And now here we are, standing inside your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a well-built city. Its scammed walls cannot be breached. All the tribes of Israel, Yahweh's people, marks their pilgrimage here. They come to give thanks to the name of Yahweh, as Yahweh required of Israel. Here stand the thrones where the judgment is given, the thrones of the dynasty of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May all who love this city prosper. O Jerusalem, there be a peace within your walls and a prosperity in your places. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, may you have peace. For the sake of the house of Yahweh, our mighty one, I will seek what is best for you in Jerusalem. The house of Yahweh is the sanctuary of your mind. Let your thoughts become like a well-built city which can no longer be breached by the things of this world. May there be peace within your walls, prosperity in your places. Wow, Wow, screaming at me right now, the Spirit is telling me to show you this again. The house of Yahweh is the sanctuary of your mind. Your thoughts are like a well-built city. Understand that. And then it goes on, what we read, it said, Jerusalem means the foundation is peace and wholeness. Jerusalem is just a prop. It is your mind that keeps you sane. Do we get that? Do we understand that? We live in a world today where we let the enemy attack our mind. Somebody once said the enemy can't attack us physically until he gets our mind, and that just breaks down our walls. It's our mind. Listen, there are people that are suffering all over this world. The difference between suffering and suffering well is how you perceive it. It's your mind. That's the difference. If your faith is strong in Yahweh, you already know the outcome and you're not going to let them break you. Suffering and suffering well, there's a tremendous difference. There's a great movie called Tortured for Christ by the founder of a wonderful ministry about Voice of the Martyrs, Richard Rambrecht. This man was in jail, tortured for no reason but believing in a wonderful Messiah. I just saw an amazing film, another film called The Insanity of God. Another amazing film that spoke about this. People being tortured. But their minds are as strong and in their minds are as safe as they could ever be. You see, in these situations, it's not Jerusalem. It's their bodies, their physical bodies that are being the prop. But their minds are still the mind of peace and holiness. Now, a lot of people have an issue understanding how you could separate the mind from the body. How can you separate that? How can you use Jerusalem as a prop of a safe sanctuary and compare that to your mind and put your mind at a safe sanctuary? How can you use your body as a sanctuary, but your mind is somewhere else? To take on the mind of Messiah, suffering well. And when we see, that's the metaphysical side of these things here. And when we see people, that when I read the book, Fox's Books of Martyrs, which we started this series about and on, and we see the suffering these people went through, far more than we will ever suffer. Far more. And we see how much people are missing it. And I pray that after doing this with you day after day for almost a whole year, this series, that you're getting to understand these problems we have here. We need to think, who, the plants... You know, in the field, who clothed them with the most beautiful colors? Who feeds the birds? You know, and we run around worrying all about all these things where the Bible says, don't worry about the clothes you wear or the food you eat. I will provide all your needs. We think about these things. Our physical body needs very little to survive. Our physical bodies can be broken and broken over and over again and can be restored. But our minds, that's the thing that the enemy is trying to destroy and attack. That's our true sanctuary. That's like what we read here in these verses. The peace of Yahweh. The peace of Yahweh. That's what has to be on our minds. The peace of Yahweh. The peace within your walls. So we get tortured on a daily basis. Some people, their body is their prop and they get tortured from a physical standpoint. Some people let it get to their minds and some people don't. Some people try to alter their minds away from Yahweh, not putting their faith on Yahweh at all, but putting their faith on pharmakia and drugs and all these other addictive substances that our Creator warns us against, trying to look for an escape. But some people accept and know. We're only here temporarily. Their minds are sharp as they can be. Nothing is going to break them. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yahweh's given us the list of how we are to live our lives. Yahweh's given us the commandments of how we are to lead our lives and what we're going to let to guard our lives and what we're to do. And for if we do that, our mind should be at perfect peace. Perfect peace. within him and him, his ways and everything that's happening with that. How many of you have minds this morning at perfect peace? That know when nothing, whether it's the bill collector, whether it's a lawyer, whether it's your car, whether it is, your mind is at perfect peace. May all our minds be like the peace of Jerusalem, the sanctuary that Yahweh built. May our minds be there because we have confidence in him. That confidence and faith in him is going to build us. Richard Ramroth, a man who was in jail for many, many years and has gotten out and made many videos before he finally died about this beauty. Never, ever, ever holding bitterness against these people that were beating him on a daily basis. Never, never doing that. And all these other people around the world still today, right now, around the world, that are being persecuted simply because they want to pray or speak to our wonderful Creator. Innocently, in jail. But their minds are not going to be changed. They're safe as they could ever be. Yes, as they're getting beaten up, as they're getting tortured daily, they're much safer than the average guy on the street out here today, working a 9-to-5 job in a business, worrying that if he's going to lose his job tomorrow, if he's going to have enough money for his car payment or food for his family. I will submit to you that person in jail getting tortured every day, but keeping their mind focused on Yahweh no matter what, has more peace than that person that has that. I want to give you some quotes from Richard Ramroth, and I want you to think about how we must get to a place. And this whole series is about getting closer to Yahweh and how we get to a place. He says we were strictly forbidden to preach to other prisoners. It was understood that whoever was caught doing this received a severe beating. A number of us decided to pay the price for the privilege of preaching. So we accepted their, and these were the captives, terms. It was a deal. We preached and they beat us. We were happy preaching and they were happy beating us. So everyone was happy. This is the most powerful statement that I'm going to read the next one. It says, a faith that can be destroyed by suffering is not faith. Wow. Wow. A faith that can be destroyed by suffering is not faith. That is powerful. Where is your faith today? Suffering versus suffering well. Another quote. Whoever wishes to meet Yeshua must meet him in places where brothers and sisters of Yeshua are hungry, thirsty, naked, unwanted, sick, or in prison. Whoever keeps himself distant from these places remains distant from our wonderful Messiah. Wow. And the insanity for God film I saw the other night, it said 40% of people in China during the time of the making of the film were persecuted for preaching the gospel and arrested. And one of the prisoners that were released put it very simple. He said, in America, your seminary school is going to a classroom with a pencil and a paper. In China, our seminary school is going to prison. Wow. The darkest places is where the light shines the brightest. And to hear these things from people that went through it. Here's another one. A communist officer told a Christian he was being beaten. I am almighty as your supposedly God can be. I can kill you. And the Christian answered, the power is all on my side. I can love you while you torture me to death. Wow. The mind of Messiah. Do you know what they did to Messiah at the end of his life? And still, with the greatest humility any you've ever seen in your life, forgive them. For they know what they're not doing. Wow. Wow. Another one. I have seen Christians in communist prisons with 50 pounds of chains on their feet, tortured with red hot iron pokers, in whose throats spoonfuls of salt have been forced, being kept afterward without water, starving, whipped, suffering from cold, and praying with favor for the communists. This is humanly inexplicable. It is the love of Yeshua, which was poured out in our hearts. The greatest, you know, and he describes this one, and I love this way Richard Rambo described this. He said, and this was like, wow. Martin Luther, when he walked in the woods, used to raise his hat to the birds and say, "Good morning, theologians. You wake and sing. But I, old fool, know less than you and worry over everything instead of simply trusting the Heavenly Father's care." Do we get that? The birds are twerping away every single morning, not knowing where their food's going to come from. They're not looking at the weather report. They're not thinking about their problems. They're doing their job that they got to do every day to find their food. But they're twerping and they're happy. But man, worry, 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 worry. Worry. Another one. Even the best Christians are troubled by the question, why does the Almighty Elohim send or at least allow suffering? When you are nagged by thoughts like this, say to yourself, I am still in elementary school. When I graduate from the University of the Christian Life, I will understand his ways better and doubts will cease. We don't ask whys and what ifs. Just thank you and praises is what we need to be. You know, and there are people all over the world dealing with situations like this right now. Right now, that peace that should be in our minds. It says, not all of us are called to die a martyr's death, but all of us are called to have the same spirit of self-sacrifice and love to the very end that the martyrs had. It goes on and on and on and on. Yahweh will not judge us according to how much we endured, but how much we could love. Just beautifulness. So this is where we must be here and stop the worry and the fear. You know, cast your burdens upon Yahweh and he will sustain you and he will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalms 55:22. How many of you are truly believing that? 52:22 of Psalm says, casting your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, O people, and pour out your hearts before him. He's our refuge. Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything. Instead, about every situation, through prayer and preparation, with thanksgiving, tell your request to Yahweh. And the peace of Yahweh that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Psalms 94:19. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer of my soul. And he says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. How many of you are ready to give it up everything and all? Not just your money or your house, not just your clothes or even your life, but your family and everything else you value and idolize in your life. How many of you are ready to go give it up for him? Putting him first in your life above all, no matter what, every single time. How many of you are going to make excuses of why you can't do this? How many of you are going to be embarrassed to tell people about what he's done for you and what he does for you every day? Or how many of you are ready to be transformed by the renewing of your mind? The mind. And you will be kept in perfect peace, it says in Isaiah 26:3, of all thoughts who are fixed on Yahweh. That's it. Peace I leave you with, my people. I give to you, not as of the world gives you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. The peace. You know, it's where you find your security, and that's where it comes from. Where do you find your security in life? Is it in your money, your house, your cars, another person? Where do you find your security in life? It can only be in Yahweh. Where do you find your joy in life? Is it from your money, house, keys, your cars, other people? It should be from Yahweh. Nothing could take your joy away. Nothing could take your peace away if it's only from him. For you could say, my peace and my joy come from my spouse, or my peace and my joy come from my money. Well, what happens when they take your money away? what happens when they kill your spouse? Where's your peace and your joy then? Only Yahweh will remain with us to the end, and we must have peace and joy knowing that and trust in Him at all times. It's okay to enjoy these other gifts of life that Yahweh blesses us with. If we handle it properly according to His word, there's nothing wrong with that. However, when we put any reliance of joy and peace, any thankfulness for the things we have on those things, we take away from our Creator. Not one of us should say, this money got me this, or this person got me that. No, Yahweh got me this. Yahweh got me this. We take away from Him. We open up that door to our safety. We open up that room that causes damage to get in when we put our reliance on anything but Him. Where is your complete everything? It must be within Yahweh. It must be within Yahweh. Everything, even your own life. For those of you that say, well, I did this with my hands, I built this, or I got this with my hands. No, Yahweh did this. Yahweh did this. And the scriptures say He did it, then He taketh away. But trust in me. Do not be dismayed. He knows what we need. We know what we want. Philippians 4:19 says, my Elohim will supply all your needs according to His riches in His glory in Yeshua. He is able to bless us abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all you need, you will be abound in every good work. Here's the thing. We don't need much. We don't need much. I love when Job says, I esteem the word of His mouth more than my necessary food. His word is more important than my life. We must take care of the sanctuary of our mind, that holy place. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the place of safety, the rock, the place of refuge. Your mind, that's what it is. That's what it is. And mental diseases and mental disorders, two things. Mental disease and mental disorder is lack of faith. Lack of faith is one thing. All these people suffering from this, and it's also demon possession. The enemy has got in. That's two things. That's what mental illness right is there. It's lack of faith and it's demon possession. Clear out those demons. Show some faith and you'll be just fine. You'll be fine. Now, some people say that's a physical imbalance and stuff. Well, we need to eat the diet our Creator told us to eat and live the life He told us to live and trust that He could heal any physical imbalance. It's not a blood test or chemistry that creates physical imbalances. Yahweh has complete control over every single part of our body. He knows every hair on our head. Every hair on our head. Psalm 62 verses 5 and 6 says, I depend on Yahweh alone. I put my hope in Him. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's time we got right with our Creator if we want Him to be right with us. It says in Psalms 139:24, search me, Yahweh, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offense in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. And Proverbs 3 verse 5, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This takes time. This takes time. I recently had a car that would break down all the time. And I'm going to be honest. I used to worry if I was going to make it from one place to the next. Sometimes I would go in complete faith that I was going to get there, and I ended up breaking down and had to get my car towed somewhere. But I trusted that Yahweh would help me find a way. Yahweh would help me do something. And I was able to get a new vehicle that's much more reliable. Much more reliable. My thanks and my safety and my peace and my insurance now doesn't come from a car that's more reliable. It comes from a Creator that I know who's watching over me and who's going to take care of me. Because even in those times when my car broke down, unlike when I was much younger, I was still able to remain at peace, knowing as I'm waiting for the tow truck. It's not, there's a reason for this. There's a reason for this. And whether it be the tow truck driver getting saved because of the words Yah puts in my mouth, or whether it's the accident Yahweh saved me from, thank you, Father. Thank you for letting me break down. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You see, when you fast, let me put it this way. When you fast and abstain from food for a long time, people think it's difficult physically. Physically, it's easy not to eat food. It's a mental thing. Mentally is the thing. You lose your craving for food after 2 to 3 days. Mentally, that's the challenge. That's the challenge. What you're filling your mind with, the thoughts, who you're listening to, the anxiety, or just letting it go and just enjoying the peace of Yahweh like the birds. They get up every morning and they twirp. The next time you see a bird, think about that. Think about it. They're singing. They're not just whistling. They're singing. Singing. We should be walking around with praise songs on our lips all day long for our wonderful Creator and all the greatness He does for us. Yes. You're going to suffer, folks. You're going to suffer. Suffering is not a bad thing. Suffering is not a bad thing. You have the choice if you want to suffer or suffer well. Suffer or suffer well. Just whatever you do, be still and know that you're in the presence of Yahweh. Wait patiently for Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper in the world of the wicked scams. Let all that I am wait quietly before Yahweh, for all my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. Psalm 62, verses 5 and 6. Praise our wonderful Creator for this. It says in Isaiah 40, verse 31, but they will wait upon Yahweh and shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings and eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this message today. Yahweh be with you all this day and always. And may the peace of Yahweh always be on your mind. May the faith of Yahweh always be in your heart. And may you persevere and give all the glory to Yahweh always. What a blessed day. Remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in that. You could say this every single day. Anew again. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found.